This is Charleston's retirement coach, Brandon Bowen.
I'm Heather Branch, here with Brandon to talk about ways you can be working now in effort to better prepare for your financial future. BowenWealth.com is where you can go to begin your own conversation with Brandon about your retirement savings and investments. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there as well. Or again, find us anytime, BowenWealth.com. We got to talk about just the general mindset that the challenge that is of the mindset going into retirement, perhaps for so many people. I mean, you see it day in and day out in your office. And how some people even, do you see people just get worked up over the mention of retirement? Is that a real problem?
Yeah, I would say yes, worked up, just unsure, right?
Got
it's
it.
Like, it's almost like I know this, we need to be doing this, but I don't know. And they're gripping tight like me at a dentist chair. And I'm just like holding on so tight. I'm not sure. I don't know if we've done everything we need to do for retirement. Yes. Yeah. So that's what I see.
So as you were pointing out, I mean, just saying the word retirement can stir up financial concerns, the emotional side of it, people just being afraid of being bored or just coping with the change. We've talked to you on this radio program before about the identity that so many people affiliate with it. When, you know, if you've been like a lawyer, being a lawyer is part of who you are. And so when you retire, that just goes away. No. So how do you manage that? So this is why money blogger JL Collins was talking about how he's not a fan of the word retire. He thinks a better phrase we should be talking about, we should say we want to achieve financial independence.
For me, financial independence just means that you have more options. And if one of those options is, you know what, I'm done working, I want to go putter around the house and garden, or I want to travel the world, or whatever you want to do, that's fine. But the other thing I'll say is, if you're focused enough and hardworking enough and is smart enough to achieve financial independence, it's almost inconceivable to me that you're just going to sit on a beach somewhere and do nothing going forward. And a lot of times when you start doing those other things, they wind up paying you money. And sometimes they even wind up paying you more money than your regular career job did.
These are all very interesting points.
Really good audio.
Yeah, right, I really like some of the points he was making. It's kind of a good reminder, perhaps for somebody who's listening to us on the radio right now, you're a few years out from retirement, you have these kind of stresses. What about you, Brandon? Do you have clients who look at retirement as a new start instead of like a kickback and relax situation? And perhaps, I mean, that begins a whole new set of meetings because this person, they want to figure out their second act, if you will.
It really is a choose your own ending. You know, those books, right?
Yeah.
You choose your own story.
Choose eight.
So you get to decide what your perfect retirement looks like. Okay. But I will say that everyone should, it should start the same. Right. We should all start from the same place. And what I'm talking about there is you picking up the phone. Right.
Got it.
You picking up the phone, reaching out to my office and let me provide my complimentary second opinion.
Okay.
That's like first base. Okay. That's the first thing we all need to do, because what I'm going to see is, you know, some of you might we might look at everything and we might see that we have a few more years to go to work. Right. We got to get some balances. Timelines, maybe your debt, your goals. We got to iron out a few things, right? So you've got a little bit of work to do in these final handful of years. Okay.
Okay.
So if you're in your 50s, late 50s, maybe 60. Okay. That's makes sense for that point. But there's also the people you listening that we might take a look at everything and I might turn around and say, congratulations, you've won the game. Right. It's go time now. Like, what do we envision? You know, you've packed your parachute and you're up in the airplane and you're, it's like the guy's like, go, jump, you know, and I would never jump. Would you jump, Heather?
I've gone skydiving before.
You have?
I have.
Oh my gosh. We got to do a whole segment.
Okay.
On this.
Okay. We will. That's another show.
You're so brave.
No, I'm not. It's a whole story.
You tripped going up, right? It was no, like, you didn't even mean to.
I definitely wasn't on my list of things to do when I woke up that morning. learning it. I mean, like, I'm glad I did it, but again, it's a whole other story. Yeah.
Well, see, I imagine, you know, it's kind of, you might can speak to this, that skydiving, you know, that initial jump is like the scariest.
Yeah. For me, the scariest part was not the initial jump. I mean, that was adrenaline rushing, but the part where I knew it was time to open the chute.
Yes.
We had already been, you know, diving for however many seconds or minutes it goes. I don't remember. I think it's probably about 90 seconds you fall before the skydive. Maybe not that long. So it was right when I knew it was time to open the chute and that moment of what if it doesn't open? Was the scary part for me.
I'd want to be like holding it in a hand or something.
Right.
Because, you know, like once it opens, then it's quite enjoyable.
Right.
You know,
that was after we opened it. It was, it's literally the perfect analogy for having the right retirement plan because it's that fear. But once they open the chute and then you've got this, you can enjoy the ride. It is exactly what happened. It was so beautiful from that moment forward.
Yeah. And when we open the chute here for it's your income streams, right? It's all these things. And once you go, whoa, hey, actually, we can retire and we have income almost like I'm working.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
This is quite nice. But you've won the game. You've done it here. And what my heart breaks when I see people who have saved well and they are sitting here giving their best years, most active, most healthy years to their employer at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're 65. You've got $1.5 million. You've saved enough. You've got enough. You've won the game.
Yep.
But you're holding on tight because you don't have that plan.
Yep.
You don't have the income plan. You haven't reduced your market risk. You don't have a tax plan, right? You're just thinking, I might run out of money one day, you know, kind of thing. So that's what we've got to talk through.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, that audio we play here about, you know, maybe going back to work. Well, let me tell you about a client of mine. They became clients a few years ago. He called in, been listening to the show for a bit, called in, wanted that second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down. I walked him through the big problems and the issues that he really already knew that he had in his plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I presented my retirement game plan and they loved it. They were like, this is perfect. I mean, that's what we want, that confidence, that financial independence there of knowing we have that income.
Yeah.
Right. So we implemented everything. They began traveling and loving retirement. Okay.
Nice.
And so then, you know, I reached back out to him as maybe 6 months or might've been for an annual review. And he says, hey, Brandon, my old employer called me back, by the way.
Yeah.
And because all these young employees don't have the knowledge, don't have the relationships.
The
experience, the knowledge that he's actually asked me to come back and I work 3 days a week and I've doubled my income.
What? That's awesome.
Yes. And he's like, this is wonderful. I get like 5-6 day weekends. You know, he's super lenient with me. Like, and this is the best of both worlds here where we've been able to find, you know, we retire, we do what we want to do. You know, I'm doing some consulting here and we have plenty of income, but that might not be you listening, right? Might not be your ideal retirement.
Right.
You might.
Some people don't want to go back to work. Some people want to be like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah. So you might be saying, okay, well, no. I want to, you know, my retirement is time with my spouse.
Yep.
With my kid or maybe my grandkids, right?
Yeah.
Travel, hobbies. Yeah, I want to start serving, you know, so I want you to tell me what is your dream retirement?
Got it.
Right.
Yeah.
What does that look like? And then I start painting the picture and start making sure that financially you can fund it. Right. That you can retire. Maybe it's not right now, but might be by the end of this year. Okay. And so we might start just getting the portfolio positioned to hit that, to jump, to eject. Right. And start enjoying these most healthy, most active and physically able years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's different for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but what we'll look at is, hey, maybe you need just a few more years of work and a little bit of focused intention on some of your surplus income right now. Maybe it's debt reduction, like I said, or just some final little things. I know that we do have 2 more years here before taxes go back up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe some Roth conversions. There might be some things that we're going to do here these next couple years, but maybe you've already saved enough, mm-hmm. right? And you lack that retirement plan that you can have confidence in.
Mm-hmm.
That is that financial independence there. That's a beautiful way to put it. Right. So be thinking of that. And if this sounds like you and you have these same questions, concerns, and you want to know about your income plan and if you can begin retirement now, Let me encourage you to head on over to bowenwealth.com and click on the contact tab so we can begin a conversation with you as well.
Thanks for listening to Charleston's Retirement Coach Podcast with Brandon Bowen. To learn more, visit bowenwealth.com and join Brandon for his radio show, Charleston's Retirement Coach, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on 94.3 WSC and again at 1 p.m. on 1250 WTMA.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Brandon Bowen is licensed in your state, please call 843-203-2030. J. Brandon Bowen is an investment advisor representative of Bowen Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. J. Brandon Bowen is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Bowen Wealth LLC, insurance licensed in South Carolina. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.